Four new members of the New Hanover County School Board were sworn in at last night's meeting. It was a sometimes contentious discussion about reopening elementary schools. While middle and high school schedules will remain the same, Superintendent Charles Faust announced a transition plan that will return pre-K through 5 students to school full-time on January 11th. The plan was met with resistance from board members Judy Justice and Stephanie Walker. Both asked for more time to discuss and consider the change. Walker addressed Dr. Faust with her concerns.
I haven't talked to you in 2 weeks. The first I heard of a lot of the details of this was this morning.
Absolutely.
And I just think that, you know, I feel a little bit taken aback that I hadn't had the opportunity to speak with you about it.
In defense of reopening elementary schools, newly elected board chair Stephanie Adams responded.
We've been tackling this for a lot of months, and tonight the information that was given to us was scientific data, and what we have seen is that our school system transmission rates have not been occurring. But here's where I'm struggling. Our students are falling behind.
National data indicate low transmission rates of the virus among younger children in schools, and there's only been one confirmed cluster in New Hanover County schools since reopening. But public health officials say that as virus cases continue to rise in the county, we can expect to see more cases in schools. Before the board ultimately passed Dr. Faust's transition plan, board member Judy Justice brought a motion to delay the vote, but it failed, with Stephanie Walker the only one to support it. The board also voted to approve and match the county's $750 bonus for employees. Rachel Keith, WHQR News.